Thank you, Mr. Chair. Germany aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. We would like to thank Ecuador and the group of friends of the chair, as well as the Community on Business and Human Rights, for their efforts to bring the process forward. Germany has followed closely the LBI negotiations since their beginning in 2014. We have also followed the 9th negotiation round last year. We commend the chair rapporteur for his constructive efforts to improve the negotiations, including the consultations during the intersessional period this year, and are looking forward to further involvement of the legal experts. Overall, notable progress has been achieved regarding the establishment of binding standards for business and human rights in the last few years. In Germany, the Supply Chain Due Diligence Act has been in force for almost 2 years now. At the EU level, the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive has entered into force in July this year, with applicability beginning for the largest corporations in scope in 2027. Against this background, we believe this is the right moment to reflect on the appropriate shape a future legally binding instrument could take. The German Supply Chain Act and the European Directive have in common that they set binding standards for business conduct with due diligence provisions and provisions on access to remedy based on the UN guiding principles on business and human rights. We believe that this kind of approach can be a source of inspiration for the ongoing LBI negotiations. But the German Supply Chain Act and the European Directive have also another point in common. Supply chain due diligence requirements are designed pragmatically, and disproportionate burdens on companies must be avoided. This could also serve as a source of inspiration for the ongoing negotiations and discussions. At the same time, a legally binding instrument will only have a chance to succeed if a broad consensus across all regions and legal systems can be achieved, and if it is as little intrusive into national legal systems as possible. In this respect, we welcome the renewed efforts that we see in the latest developments and are looking forward to the further discussions during this session. Thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.